from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Touchdown, Anthony Sherman!
Well, the sausage maker made a little sausage.
That's for Ryan. And first down, Albert Wilson!
I didn't think you'd be saying that tonight, did you?
No, I didn't, but he had a good game. And I actually gave him the game ball, and the offensive game ball. I thought he played really well and went over 500 yards for the year. That's impressive for him, for as little as he's been able to contribute because of the other weapons on the Chiefs. So,
yeah, I think that's a career high, in fact.
Oh, no, it is a career high, and it's also a career high in catches in a game and receiving yards in a game. So,
well, and I said this in my post game, and if y'all missed it, go back and check the Twitter timeline because I did a post game from the field and I mentioned this as well. You know, he was a crutch for Pat Mahomes. And I think what you saw is in a day when the twos played on offense and the Broncos still had several starters out there, I thought he and Wilson had a nice connection going.
Yeah. And it was really surprising because I don't think Wilson was a big part of the game plan. I just can't imagine they were planning on him playing until Thomas got hurt.
Yeah, I have to say. Any update on Thomas?
Broken tibia. Ouch. Not traveling home with the team, so obviously he's going to be out for the postseason. My guess is that you'll see Marcus Kemp activated either early or late in the week. I'm not sure where they'll go on that one, but I would imagine it's going to be him.
Yeah, that's a solid guess. You know, from where I was, I wasn't able to see the hit and didn't realize what had happened to him. So I saw that his helmet was off, so I feared the worst.
Yeah, I couldn't see the hit either. They didn't have a good replay of it, and I really don't care to see it, to be honest. Phillip Gaines is also injured. He has a injury to his dislocated elbow trying to make a tackle. So hopefully he's able to heal up. Akeem Hunt went out. I can't remember what his injury was. Albert Wilson had a hamstring that tightened up on him at the end of the game. Hopefully he's able to figure that out on short rest because they play on Saturday night against the Titans.
Yeah, that was a definite game of collisions because there were injuries left and right. It was hard to keep up with them there in the stadium.
Well, and Leon McQuay went out during the game as well, came back after being evaluated for concussion. Hopefully he will learn not to hit with his head. I think that he showed a lot of energy. I was really happy to see the energy he brought to the team and his willingness to lay it out all out on the field. Terrence Mitchell, yeah, I know he gave up a touchdown, but he did slip and fall on that play. I thought he looked okay for the rest of the game. You know, Iron Man Mitchell Schwartz played every single snap, got his wish, continued his streak.
You know, I have to say that I commented there at the time that I thought McQuay was showing some flash against the team that he was facing. And I thought that was positive for his what we haven't seen with him, you know, for the season. I think that's something that they can build on.
Absolutely. That was very impressive to see from him. You know, we haven't mentioned Tano Passanio. Six tackles, two sacks, another couple of hurries. He was all over the field. I was very impressed with him. I was surprised to see Eligwe playing outside, but I was, yeah, I was okay with that. You know, they gave you Terrence Smith and Ramique Wilson in the middle, which you could see why Wilson hasn't been playing this year. He basically gave the Broncos one of their touchdowns. He had the guy in the backfield just fell off the runner. I'm not exactly sure how he didn't get him down.
It was noticeable in person as well that he's just not what we've seen the latter half of the season with Reggie Ragland in there.
Well, yeah, you got Reggie Ragland, you have KPL, you have Derek Johnson. None of them played. Tom Bahaly didn't play, obviously. Justin Houston didn't play. Alex Smith didn't play. Eric Fisher didn't play. Zach Fulton didn't play. There were a ton of guys that really didn't play at all. Tyreek Hill obviously didn't make the trip. Charcandrick West was inactive as well as he was left home sick. A lot of guys out for Kansas City, and yet they found a way to win at the end of the game. You know, And how funny was it to be there in Denver and watch Vance Joseph try to outsmart Andy Reid at the end of the first half just to have it kind of backfire in his face?
Yeah, it was clear. A lot of talk about Vance Joseph going around that stadium today. I spoke with Casey Bloyer from 710 KNUS in Denver. We feel that he's not long for this team. Pretty basic to see that he's just in over his head in every facet of the game.
Well, and it was funny because I just saw on Twitter that it was announced that John Elway said he's going to sleep on it tonight and talk to Vance Joseph tomorrow. You know, I have a hard time believing that in a day where the Oakland Raiders, who won more games than the Broncos, fired their head coach, that after 1 year that the Broncos aren't going to do the same after winning only 5 games with their guy. Now, the Broncos don't have a QB. I really don't think that Paxton Lynch is going to be the answer. Although I guess he could be because you didn't have Emmanuel Sanders out there, but he still did not look great, and he turned the ball over several times.
Yeah, he did make a couple of nice connections, but I think on the whole, you have to feel like if you're part of the Broncos staff that you need a serious upgrade at that position.
So we're now 6 minutes into this podcast, and we still haven't mentioned the player that everybody was looking forward to seeing in this game. That was Anthony Sherman, right? Oh, wait, we did mention him at the start.
Oh, yeah, there was that. No, and I think we've waited because it's really not the story that I expected to see. Yes, it was an up-and-down game and probably not the way you wanted the fourth quarter to end. I thought his drive coming out in the third quarter was impressive, grinding it out. I thought the line did better. The guards still struggled. I'm going to have to look at Parker Anger's tape because maybe there's a reason he hasn't been playing. I'm not sure. But I thought Patrick Mahomes being in that situation, 2-minute drill to get to a point where you can win that game, I thought he played well. Was saved by Demetrius Harris on what was a pass that should have been intercepted. Nice defense by Harris on that one.
And Harris had the first catch of the day from Mahomes, which was a 51-yarder that was gorgeous. You know, Mahomes, he had good and he had bad. And, yeah, the interception that he threw over to Anthony Thomas's head, I don't know if Thomas being twice as tall as he is could have caught that ball. But, you know, the pass got away from him. He turned it over. The Chiefs did tie based on that one interception. They did tie the least amount of turnovers in a season for a team at 10. If Pat wouldn't have thrown that, they would have been the NFL record holder at 9. But kind of had a feeling that was going to happen.
Right, yeah. And that, like we talked last week, that was an expectation that was pretty solid in stone. But I think that team deserves that distinction. Despite having struggled in that really bad stretch in the middle of the season, I think to tie that record is still a very, very laudable accomplishment.
How many huge throws do you think Mahomes had in that game? Because we're going to talk about this later in the week with Seth. He's going to chart it. Sure. I'm questioning how many you think he had in that game.
I want to say there's at least 4, possibly a 5th. Unfortunately, I think some of those throws were really good to Robinson down on the goal line. One, I think, had he just gotten his head around – just not used to the speed, I think. Well, I think that's a touchdown.
Yeah, so. And I said on Twitter, I think that if he throws that ball half a second later, Robinson catches it, but the timing's off. And, yeah. You know, I had several people point out to me, and I know we'll talk about this. Well, maybe we won't talk about this later, but I think we need to talk about it just a little bit. I understood why they went to Tyler Bray in the fourth quarter. You don't want to take the risk of Mahomes getting hurt, and then you have just Tyler Bray left. It couldn't have gone any worse for Kansas City. That 3-minute play, that 3-minute time where Bray was in, it could not have gone worse for the Chiefs. I don't know what Bray was doing. He just stood there and he expected Sherman to come back to him, which, you know, that's something you learn in grade school. You go put the ball in the running back's chest. I really don't know.
Yeah, it's that was tough to fathom right there.
And somebody later in the broadcast, I think, as JP Lee said that Anthony Sherman had a fumble, and I'm sitting there going, "No, that was not Anthony Sherman. That was all on the QB because he never got the ball to him."
Leave my guy out of it.
Yeah, I knew Ryan would have a problem with that, but Ryan didn't get to watch the broadcast, so.
Yeah, well, we'll get caught up with that. But what's your impression of that last drive? Because I think that's what it boils down to. A solid day all around, I think, for Mahomes. But that last drive, I think, was the signature.
Oh, it was definitely the signature. I think there is plenty to build on. And, you know, Therese Paylor already put out an article. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see the playoffs come next week because – Mahomes is already showing that he has the ability to do things that Alex Smith doesn't have the ability to do. If Alex Smith was in this game, I don't think they win.
Wow, that's saying a lot. I'm not sure I agree with you there, but
I look at some of the throws that Mahomes made and some of the plays he made, and I don't think they win that game. They didn't have – without Travis Kelce, without Tyreek Hill, without Kareem Hunt – you take away all those weapons and you give him the offensive line that Mahomes had today, I don't think they win that game.
And that may be absolutely fair.
So, I understand it. You know, if you're going to say Kelce's playing and Hill's playing and Hunt's playing, that's different. But with that offensive line and that core of offensive players, I don't think Alex gets them to a win because I don't think he's able to make the plays to keep drives alive long enough. Because Mahomes was running around – and there was a throw to DeMarcus Robinson that was ridiculous late in the game.
Yeah, there were a couple, I thought, from my vantage point. And I'll tell you this. Yeah, he was running around. But I thought what impressed me most, especially that drive in the third quarter, was the way that he stood in the pocket and took some hits. Was not scared of them. Delivered the ball late. I thought he did a real good job with it.
And it was very impressive considering how many cold weather games he's probably never played in. And that was frigid, and you can attest to that as being there, how frigid that weather was.
Oh, yeah, I'm a few hours removed. I'm still cold. I left the stadium. It was 9.
Yeah, it's 7 in Wichita right now, and I can only imagine what it would be like being outside for four hours for that. But I also have to give props to Kareem Hunt for his one carry, 35 yards, and the NFL – rushing champion for the season.
Well, I think Kareem Hunt can give that right over to Sharkhandrick West, because if West is healthy, I don't think Hunt plays in this game.
Oh, I completely agree. And, you know, I had people giving me a hard time about West not being available, and I'm sorry, but you don't choose if and when you get sick. He's been injured a couple of times, but the entire team has been dealing with the flu or some kind of virus, and better get them all ready for the playoffs because, you know, they have the Titans. It's not going to be a cakewalk, but I think it's the team that they match up. To me, it was better to play the Titans than it would be the Ravens.
Yeah, you know, and I obviously wasn't up on the scores there until after the game because I was trying to pay attention to what was going on. But I have to say that the Titans have been one-dimensional down the stretch in their season. I think that helps the Chiefs. I think it gives them a leg up, especially at home with Raglan and DJ and KPL back out there. I think really what you saw was Darrelle Revis having to play because of injury. So I'm a little worried about the thinness at the cornerback, but I don't think the Tennessee is the team that can really exploit it. So I think this matchup falls heavily in favor of the Chiefs.
You know, honestly, I'm not as worried about CB because to me, you still have – 6 guys that can play even without, well, sorry, 4 or 5 guys that can play even without Gaines if he's not able to go. I mean, you have Marcus Peters who will be there. You have Steven Nelson who didn't play. And that was something that impressed me is they put in Darrelle Revis, journeyman Darrelle Revis, instead of putting in Nelson. To me, that's a huge sign of what Kansas City thinks of Nelson and his talent and his ability on this team. You know, Terrence Mitchell can play. I was impressed by Reeser at times tonight, and, you know, Kenneth Acker can play as well. So I think you're going to be okay there.
Well, more importantly, what did you think of Acker at safety?
I didn't notice him too much, to be honest.
I think that's a positive.
Well, no, yeah, it's absolutely a positive. I agree with that. I think he'll be good. It's going to be nice to have Parker back, and I can't believe that Sorensen was another guy that they let not play at all.
Yeah, I was impressed with that as well. Oligwe, I thought, needs – playing out of position, I don't know if they've been practicing there or not, needs a lot of strength out there. I think he got bashed around. He has the technique. He set the edge a couple of times nicely. But I want to see him with more power in the pass rush.
Well, and I don't know that he'll be playing out there very often. I think that was more of a, we want to sit Frank Zombo, Tom Bahaly, and Justin Houston, and he's the only one that can really play outside.
Sure.
Because I don't think he or Passanio ever came off the field. I'm really going to be intrigued to see snap counts, because some of the guys that were playing just seemed to play the entire game. And, you know, we haven't mentioned Chris Jones, I thought, looked pretty good when he was in. He's the one that forced the sack and fumble and the TD that Ramique Wilson got handed to him. And hopefully Raheem Nunez-Roches comes back healthy next week, because I think they're going to need him.
I agree. And really the injuries, what we're going to find out probably on Tuesday is, I think, going to be key to this game.
No, I absolutely agree with that. I think injuries are going to be something to watch for, and hopefully they are going to be a lot healthier than we expect, because right now it does not look good with all the injuries that they piled up against the Broncos. Thankfully, it wasn't necessarily the starters, but there are some key players that are not going to be available more than likely next week.
Yeah, and that's going to be, you know, especially against the run, going to be an iffy thing. But luckily, I think they're prepared for the run more than they are with that. We'll have to see what R&R's status is on the report.
All right, I got to ask you, if you had to give Patrick Mahomes a grade, what would you give it? What would you give him?
You know, I give him a B- on the day. I thought he moved the ball well when he needed to. I thought he had some nice throws. I think he had some rookie mistakes. But what I was paying particularly attention to is what he was doing pre-snap. And while he's not 100% there, I think he got caught off guard a couple of times with disguised blitzes and whatnot. I think for the most part, I think he's in good shape at that particular skill. Obviously, you're not going to be Alex Smith, but it bodes well for next season.
Well, yeah, but if he's even anywhere, you know, if he's, you know, 30 or 40 or 50% on the way to being where Smith is, or close to being, you know, 20 or 30% even after his rookie season, where we knew he was going to struggle with that going in and not having a chance to play, it's really hard to get that kind of stuff down even more. So being somebody that can show that on a semi-consistent basis in his first start was a big thing. I think, you know, you look at what he was able to accomplish. Kansas City has a lot of things that are off their back now. They've had a first-round QB that they drafted, first one since 1983. They've now had a first-round QB have a win first since 1987, and a drafted rookie getting a win, which is the first since 1979. All of those came to end today.
Yeah, I think the era of Pat Mahomes is getting ready to start, and I think it looks pretty good.
Can't argue there. I think he was, you know, honestly, if Wilson doesn't go off for almost 150 yards, he's easily the offensive player of the game. But I'm excited to see what he can do in the future, and it's going to make you realize that if Kansas City goes out and lays, and I really hope this doesn't happen, but if for some reason they go out and lay an egg against Tennessee and Smith plays bad, people are going to be questioning Andy all offseason why he didn't play Mahomes.
Yeah, but, you know, best chance to win, I think it's still Smith at this point.
I don't disagree with that.
Careers, so.
Don't disagree so, with that at all.
That's going to be the response. Well, folks, we hope you have a very, very happy new year. Stay safe out there. Enjoy your time that's in rest and relaxation with your friends and family. I know I will. Chris, happy new year to you. And, folks, we're going to take a day off, but we'll be back with you midweek as we have a short week for this playoff game coming. Thank you for listening to us today and following us on Twitter and checking out all the work that we're doing at LockedOnChiefs.com. And we will talk to you then.
thank you very much for a great 2017. 2018 is going to be even better. And early midweek, we will have a special QB review of Pat Mahomes coming from Mark Schofield. Be sure to look for
Happy
that.
New Year!
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTreseyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.